In Dr. Ava's Great Escape, we follow Ava Orsmond and her husband Wyatt as they sell their Wicklow home to start a new adventure in Portugal, where they are trying to build a luxury hotel at the same time as rebuilding their marriage. Here's a short extract.
You need to have a certain level of craziness to go and start a project like this, because otherwise you wouldn't do it. It's an old Portuguese farmhouse, totally damaged and vandalized, which I want to bring back to its glory.
There are about $500,000 is the renovation budget.
The concept is health, weight loss, well-being, all put together.
I thought the hotel was in a better nick than it is. There are moments I'm asking myself, did we pay too much?
Dr. Ava Orsmond, thank you so much for coming to studio. You're smiling and laughing, but I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I've often sometimes mused about the idea of getting an old pile and doing it up in the country. You've cured me for life, I think. I mean, and I know that your work is in dieting and weight loss, but did you bite off more than you could chew with this project?
You know what? I've always been my dream to have a place where I could lock people up and just help them to a new start in a supervised, supportive environment. And of course, you know, going back to a warm environment and have, you know, sort of also hopefully to have for myself a little bit more, you know, balanced life, you know, less work and, you know, enjoy the country style life. So, yeah, of course, there were moments, especially if you think that you sell your family home that you've been building for years and basically we just got it to a perfect condition. And then you sell it and you buy something derelict there. And that was still okay. But when you obviously then start realizing that, and my husband is an engineer and knows really well the building, and start realizing that, yeah, there are foundations missing and we are having problems with planning regulations and many surprises, and obviously the most importantly, the slowly progress of Portuguese, you know, anybody moving or doing anything. So, you know, it sort of climbs the stress on you.
Yes, many surprises, I think virtually all of them unpleasant surprises.
I wouldn't like to be that negative, because of course there is that element that when you leave Ireland and it's rainy here and you get there and it's sunny and weather is wonderful and, you know, vegetables taste something. And those are the moments, and when you can go for a swim at 7 o'clock in the evening and then you can actually stop for a glass of wine, which won't be an offer in our place. But they have been lovely moments as well. But of course, it's been a lot of hard work, and much more hard work than maybe we really saw in the beginning. But I suppose I think that is the whole thing.
Yeah, but it turned into an absolute money pit, did it not? I mean, you had a budget of €500,000 for the renovations. You're way above that.
Yes, we are well above that. But also, I suppose we also become more ambitious in the process, because when we obviously then initially thought we were going to do just a little bit more like a just, you know, superficial job, then you will have to watch the program to see the whole exactly. But the whole thing is that now I would say, while when it's going to be finished, it's most probably, even if I say it myself, it's going to be most probably the best built hotel in Portugal. It will be warm in winter and it's going to be cold in summer, and everything should be working. We will have everything done properly.
Yes,
electricity.
But the original idea that you spoke about in the episode one, which went out last Sunday, was it was going to be open in May of 2018.
I would prefer you don't mention all these deadlines to me, because
it's not open yet, is it?
No, it's not open yet.
So how did you survive? You must have had a very understanding bank manager to give you bridging finance.
No, it's just the whole thing is that, you see, we put huge amount of our own money obviously there, and that's where the whole thing is. And I basically, we have been, as you can see on the program, first of all, we were living very simple condition there. We didn't just rent villas and be comfortable ourselves. And now I'm in Dublin, I'm living in a very simple apartment. So, of course, it sacrifices. But those sacrifices didn't feel heavy at all in the beginning, obviously, when you're in the honeymoon periods. But then, you know, it's cold in winter in Portugal as well. So when you are then there in December, January, February, sometimes it does start biting you that this is actually not as nice as we thought.
Yes, and The other thing I was wondering about is, okay, you set out with this great new project, and also the other very central idea was that you would rebuild your relationship with yourself and Wyatt. But the idea then of having, I mean, that's fine, but the idea of having a fly on the wall camera crew following you everywhere you went and listening to your
absolutely
your most and my, intense conversations.
Yeah, no, and I mean, my mother said to me, I said, my God, you know, people divorce and separate to building houses, not let alone building hotels. So this is like a huge stress, you know, it's not exactly an easy thing for any relationship. And of course, things has gone totally differently. I mean, I have spent more time here in Ireland and he has spent more time in Portugal. And of course, it hasn't been the romantic journey we thought. But in the same time, you know, we do talk in psychology, and when people say we need life projects to keep life meaningful, and this has always been my dream to, and obviously we lived 5 years in South Africa. I studied in Italy. I have used to more warmer climates than in Ireland.
I mean, I'm wondering, is the dream, and I suppose, you know, we don't have to have a spoiler, but I mean, is this a dream that has turned into a nightmare?
You see... I don't like negativity, but it has had moments of nightmare, yes. But at the end of the day, we need to always keep in mind what is the end result. And so, if that hotel will open, please God, in the next 6-9 months, and it's going to be the way I want it, I would be very happy.
What's it going to cost people to go there? I mean, you can go there, is it for 5 days or something?
Five days is going to be minimum stay. We are hoping to hit the medium price bracket, because there are similar type of institutions, for example, in Switzerland, where you would pay 7,000 to 10,000 euro for a week, you know.
And they'll be charging more like
and
what?
We are going to be more somewhere around 350, hoping a day per person, but that includes everything, and it also includes a spa treatment. So you will have full day activities and program for you, plus you're going to be losing weight. Yeah, you will be at the new start for your new journey of health.
So it'll be all about tomatoes and cauliflower
no definitely alcohol doesn't really go really well with, you know, weight loss or you know, healthy lifestyle. Basically, we are busy and it's almost ready, the restaurant side. So we're going to have a really nice restaurant. They're going to do 3 main meals. So we're going to have a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you will be sitting down with a nice linen tablecloth, having your starter and your main course.
Listening to your tummy rumble.
No.
I mean, okay, so if somebody goes there and they really are serious about wanting to lose weight, what are you promising them, say, you know, if they go to you for a week and they give you, by the sign of it, 2,500 euro?
In my very low-calorie diet, in my clinics, I've been saying to people, and people reach that, they lose 10% in 40 days of their initial weight. So I'm hoping that people will be able to lose a little bit more because they're under supervised environment and they are not only doing the diet, they will have a little bit of exercise and activity as well. So obviously this is very individual depending on your body size. But I mean, we're really talking about, you know, somebody, if it's a lower body weight for 5 days, they might lose 5 pounds to a stone. So depending totally from your initial body weight.
Will they get personal attention from yourself, Dr. Osmond?
They will get, depending when they go, because obviously I'm still going to be spending my time in Ireland. I'm not leaving. I have a very successful business here and clinics in 4 locations, so I have no intention closing that. Also, I think I couldn't leave Irish people. You guys are too much fun. You know, I need a little bit of excitement in my life, and not just country-style life.
Certainly
all the time.
When you were on Operation Transformation, you came across as somebody who was a fairly severe straight talker. Now, we spoke to the obesity specialist, Dr. Carol Neff from St. Vincent's Hospital Group, just a couple of weeks ago. And he talked to us about the obesity stigma that he says exists and needs to be tackled. I mean, do you think that that is a valid thing to set out? Or are you more on the side of people who say, look, it's your own fault if you've got obesity?
Obviously, it's a very sad thing, the whole thing of obesity, because we all know that once you have reached a severe level of obesity, it's not easy to lose weight and it's not easy to establish that new lifestyle and new eating habits. That's why, obviously, prevention is really crucial. And that's why I have been saying that we should start weighing children at schools and monitoring them from the beginning, that we would prevent the obesity epidemic, where at the moment we are just tackling, you know, and talking about the people who are already obese. Now, saying that, I have had amazing success with my patients in my clinics, but of course they come there, you know, they want to do it, you know, they get personalized attention.
Yeah,
and not
but
everybody
they
can
need to have a lot of money to go and
yeah,
get
absolutely.
Those counseling sessions and pay for your products and so forth.
Absolutely. And this is the whole point, that it's not available for everybody and not possible, which is very sad. So what I'm saying is that, yes, it is possible to lose weight, but it's not easy to do. But I think at the same time, while we don't want to start, of course, you know, calling people with names, and we want everybody to be accepted, and it's wonderful if people can have the self-confidence in their bodies. But we need to also not forget that obesity is a disease which comes with health consequences, which cost in terms of physical, psychological, and monetary terms. Monetary terms to the society, we are spending 150 million euros in Ireland every year for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. This is one single disease that takes 10% of the health budget. That is crazy. Disease that is lifestyle created.
Type 2, and it can be reversed according
absolutely.
To some experts.
Absolutely. And it's very sad the way it affects people's everyday life, their longevity, but not just the people affected, their families around them, the productivity of the country. Our hospitals are spending unnecessary time and effort to treat these people who, if they had better lifestyle, they lost weight, we would be able to liberate those sources to the treatment of those people whose disease is not self-created.
But again, are you not at risk of just fat shaming, as it's called?
No, because, Sean, you didn't listen to me. My main emphasis here is that we need to start preventing this. Yes, we should give more supportive programs for those people who have this severe obesity and give them actually realistic plans, not talk about this stupid food pyramid that HSE is still having on the hospital waiting areas, like where we're telling people to eat bread and carbohydrates. And the whole advice in this country at the moment is totally wrong and need to be revised.
But do you agree, for instance, that medical intervention is necessary in some cases?
Absolutely. And people need support, but they need right advice as well. But I said we need to start preventing, because that's the only way further. Because if we have these young children, 25% of Irish children are already overweight and obese. Where are they going to be when they are our age?
Now, I asked one of my colleagues, and she did, to give you a photocopy of a piece in the Sunday Times magazine. It was an article written in their style section by writer and activist Honey Ross. Her parents are the TV and radio presenter Jonathan Ross and the screenwriter and producer Jane Goldman. And she had issues with weight during her childhood and her teen years. She's now 22, and she says she's now, having been through all sorts of trauma and weight going up and down and diets and all kinds of difficulties, She says, here I stand as a size 18 woman who loves her body. I post photos of my bare bum cheeks on Instagram, gleefully expanding the sparse space of casual plus size representation online. And she's gone against the trend, but she's managed to find a place where she's content and quite happy the way she is, and has got over all the pressures from society to be a size 10 or a size 12.
That's absolutely wonderful from a psychological point of view, because of course, being age 22 and loving yourself, that is wonderful. A young body gets away with murder in a way that, carrying that amount of excess weight, she might not yet feel the health consequences. But I can guarantee you, Sean, and I can guarantee everybody listening to you, within 10 years, she's going to start getting the health consequences. And that is guaranteed. And she will 100% get, with that size, type 2 diabetes by the age she's 50, depending on what level of personal fat threshold she has.
So is she in a fool's paradise, as you would say?
She will definitely have the health consequences. Now, the whole thing is that if you read this article, it's very well written, but it says very clearly it started with the Starbucks cheese and Marmite panini. Now, that Starbucks says, no, you can get those paninis anyway. You can get them in Tesco's and Dunn stores, and you can make them at home. Again, it's a panini. One panini, and who knows what's in there. We're talking 400-500 calories for that panini. Of course, it's very easy to put on weight with that type of, and this is what people are eating. So the starting point is that this should have been stopped when she is explaining there that age 12, she started to pile on the weight. That's where it should have been stopped.
Yes, and I think that Panini was a treat because she was changing school. There was an issue about dyslexia and she was just getting a hard time. But look,
but can I say, can I make one point here as well? In this article, there's no mention about healthy, nutritious meal, vegetables, what to eat. She's making a comment about exercise and how she hated exercise and how she was taken to exercise classes. But nowhere there was actually mention about how she ate with her family, how they had family meal times. How was that part addressed? It's like almost like there's a denial on this article, and there's also trying to give sort of excuse with the fact that she had dyslexia.
Okay, one last question, because people will still know it's the month of January. We're 4 weeks on now from St. Stephen's Day, and people might have had the best of intentions about trying to lose some of that extra Christmas weight they may
Great,
have put on.
Fantastic, keep so, going.
No, if people haven't started, or if they've started and stopped and gone back on the chocolate and the heavy calorie items, what have you got some basic advice?
Because you see, the whole thing is, this is really battle forever. Like, there is no problem if you have one evening and you very disappointed in yourself and you had the chocolate and your wine glass, which when you were thinking you are not going. You have to just end the following day and say, okay, I'm going to have a good day tomorrow. This is an eternal fight. It will never end. And of course, if you put on a half a stone over Christmas, you better take it off now, because Paddy's Day is there very soon. And we all know what the Irish do at Paddy's Day, and then comes Easter. So really, it is something like we spoke very badly about yo-yo dieting in previous years, and we said people lost weight and then they put it back on again. Now the research is saying, actually, when you are on a diet, you are giving your body a break. You are making it healthy. And even though you then go and put on weight subsequently, that time that you lost, that helped you, first of all, to become more heavier. So really, I mean, I think we need to... We have a saying in Finland, you know, a cat needs to lift its own tail. You know, you have to give yourself credit for those days when you're good and we're trying to, because the end of the day, it's your body, it's your health, and nobody's perfect all the time. I really hope that you're not going to catch me on my bad days.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much indeed for coming in. That's Dr. Ava Orsmond. And part two of Dr. Ava's Great Escape is on this Sunday, the 26th of January, part two of a three-part series, 9:30 RTÉ 1.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTÉ Radio 1.